everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We had a caller, Teddy from Appleton, who objected to Tom and I showing our dismay at Donald Trump's effective abandonment of our NATO allies, as well as Ukraine, and his decision to align himself with Vladimir Putin, an indisputable authoritarian. And in Teddy's comments on the line, he basically wanted to talk about Joe Biden's terrible withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Right. Yes.
Which is, I mean, let's be clear here. That's actually totally irrelevant to what's going on right now with Donald Trump.
Has nothing to do with
it. Nothing to do with it. He also, I think I'm going to get a misogyny jar, Tom. Every time, and it's only happened with older white men, or older men. I can't tell everybody's race, but where I get like mansplained to and told to shush on my own gosh darn show, you know, I probably have a lot of quarters at the end of.
Did he use little lady though? I don't know.
He should have. I mean, I should have gotten a little pat on the head. Little lady, you shush. No, I want to talk to the man. The most generous interpretation is he didn't want to talk to me because I haven't served in the military, which at least he would have said that in a kinder tone of voice. I would have probably eaten that humble pie. I want to take a couple text messages. We got lots of folks on the phones. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Brian from Milwaukee. So Ukraine just invaded itself like Poland invaded itself in 1939? When will the MAGA supporters wake up and smell the coffee? Trump is lying to and taking advantage of you. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Trump did not allow Afghan allies to come back to America immediately after he signed the agreement to force the American withdrawal, which Joe Biden was forced to execute.
Right.
It was Trump's great negotiation with the Taliban that led to that very agreement that required our withdrawal.
And those Afghans are still there.
Still there, dying. And, oh, yeah, we'll just shut down all those refugee programs because forget people that helped us and our troops.
Right.
John from West Dallas, again, a veteran saying, Teddy, our caller is not for America. He is for Trump. There's a difference. Brian from Milwaukee, thank you, Civic Media, for the work you do. Zach from Sun Prairie, Trump negotiated a deal to get thousands of Taliban fighters released. He also is going to pull out Afghanistan and give Taliban the power, similar to what he's going to do with Ukraine. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Let's see here. I want to get everybody in. Dale from Oshkosh. Elon Musk left South Africa to dodge the draft there. I don't know if that's true, but it certainly is worthy of some poking around. Everett,
I don't know if it's true either, but he did leave and he came here illegally.
Everett from Sun Prairie. Hi, all. I just want to point out that Trump negotiated the surrender to the Taliban in Afghanistan without the Afghan government, shut down all but one of the U.S. air bases, drew down troops, released 5,000 captured Taliban soldiers, and set an unachievable timeline to withdraw in order to screw the incoming Biden administration. If he had won the election, he would have simply gone back on the deal, committed another 30,000 troops, and continued the war. Biden did an incredible job. A lone wolf suicide bomber took the lives of service members and civilians slipping in through a chaotic scene. Great show, Maggie. Thank you, Everett from Sun Prairie.
I was trying to talk
to Terry about the fact that it was Donald Trump's deal. But this little lady needed to be sure.
Terry wasn't listening, though.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. We got Ollie from the Northwoods. Thanks for calling, Ollie. What do you have to say?
Well, I realize I'm just a lady, and maybe according to Teddy and Trump, I have no right to say anything. But I would just like to ask Ted how he feels. He intimated that Biden leaving the equipment, mind you, was a slap in the face to the vets that are still alive. Well, what about Trump taking away veterans' money and services? Is that better, you know?
Right. There's no through line of consistency, right, Ollie, right, Tom? Everett from Sun Prairie making another great point. Everett, you got to give us a call sometime. Due to Trump's deal, troop withdrawal and closing military facilities, it wasn't possible to take our equipment with us.
Right.
The thing that Teddy was so ticked off about, without committing more troops, not meeting the deal terms, and likely killing additional American soldiers.
Yes.
It was baked into the deal cake and the unrealistic timeline that Donald Trump had set. Let's go back to the phone lines here. I think this is a new caller. Michael from Green Bay, sir, you're up next. Michael, you there?
Okay, hold on. Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir.
Getting back to when we were in the National Guard, we were sent over to that, and that was to help keep peace and defend Eastern Germany. And the wall went down since, I think it went down in reforger exercises, stopped in 1993. And that was after President Reagan, you know, had got them to tore it around the wall. But that was a big exercise. I mean, we loaded the railheads and shipped all our equipment, including tanks, to the EC board and shipped them over to the European coast and had them railed over out into Germany. And we spent about 3.5 weeks, and then it was reversed coming back, you know?
Yeah.
I wish that still happened, and we had our presence there because I think it's still needed in case of Ukraine, you know, and any other European countries that had fought in World War II and are worried about and not having the military presence that we should have.
Michael, I'm so sorry to jump in, sir. Let me say to you, thank you for your service in the Wisconsin National
Yes.
Guard and for your work in the crumbling of the wall in between East and West Berlin and the work in the Cold War to help secure American safety and democracy and to spread that and secure it in Western Europe. We're going to keep going on the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'll take more text messages. Y'all are lighting it up. I love to see it. Tom loves to see it. We'll be back with you in just a moment right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.